keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Vivina with your 8am Z Lines. In local news, Queensland have been issued with its higher fire danger ratings since 2018. The Darling Downs and Granite Belt areas have been given catastrophic fire ratings. Extreme danger has been predicted for Maranoa, Warrego and Channel Country districts. High winds, consistently high weather and lack of rainfall caused by La Nina has all contributed to these ratings.
Police have identified human remains found in a central Queensland gem field to those belonging to missing Ruby Vale man Francis Patrick Foley. Foley, known as Frank, was last seen near his home around the 23rd of December 2008. Detective Senior Sergeant Tara Kentwelly says police have identified numerous persons of interest, with investigations of Sheep Station Creek to continue.
In national news, a UK museum is set to return over 174 stolen Indigenous Australian artefacts to an Indigenous Australian community. Manchester Museum will return a variety of artefacts, such as shells, baskets, fishing spears and boomerangs, to the Anindilyakwa community, who reside in the Northern Territory. The return of the objects is expected to strengthen and revitalise the community's culture and help educate on its history.
Xmas Support Australia is calling for a national strategy to prevent Australia from neglecting the extremely common, yet often dismissed, skin condition. A major report revealed adults with eczema are three times as likely to suffer depression than those without the condition. Each year, Australians pay $1.2 billion for eczema medications, plus $336 million out of pocket for medical visits.
In international news, public schools in France have been sending home dozens of Muslim girls for wearing abayas on their first day of school. The government recently announced last month the ban on long, loose-fitting robes in schools. France's education minister deems the garment a religious symbol, which violates France's long-standing commitment to secularism.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.